So the last time we caught up with the Hawk to a girl, she was trying to salvage her final seconds of her 15 minutes of fame, attempting to explain the crypto scandal that she found herself wrapped up in by basically saying, oh, how was I supposed to know? I'm just a dumb little girl.
And I finally get to tell my side of the story that I've been holding on to. I don't know, it was very stressful because I couldn't get my point across and I had to just sit there and let people call me a scammer. A crook.
You got paid for promoting it, or?
Just promoting it and putting all the work into it, like the videos and stuff that I'd do for him to post. That's what I got paid for. And you're like, what does that mean? I was like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of sucks. There's people out here that hate me for promoting a coin. It's like Paris Hilton. I mean, she's got cooking stuff out, like cooking appliances.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't sit there and take the time to make them. She's just the face of it.
Yeah.
Those are hers, you know?
So that's pretty much like you with the crypto coin.
Yeah, I was just a spokesperson for it. I mean...
Now, since that moment, her YouTube channel has literally become a barren wasteland. And now most of her online activity was happening over on Instagram, where she is consistently crying about the continual backlash from her hot coin scam.
How do you sleep at night knowing people don't like you?
With no underwear in case they want to kiss my ass.
That was rude. That was pretty fucking rude.
And recently I was personally brought back into Hawkmania, all because of this tweet that went viral. The Hawk to a girl is currently streaming to 9 people. So then I pulled up on her channel to see what this livestream was all about, and essentially it is just her sitting and playing games poorly, with no one writing in the chat besides simps.
Oh, you motherfucker. I just got RKO'd. Whee! Ow! 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 They fucked me up. Run! Run! Ow! Ow! First, fuck. Ah! He was nasty. I don't know who the fuck just shot me, but he was cold. He was damn good.
If you were a gun, where would you be?
Nobody. Ah! Ah! Gnar!
Y'all, I can't catch a fucking break.
Oh, shit. Who in the fuck?
Now, it's honestly no surprise that this stream is not very good, as she recently went on a podcast where she announced the launch of her streaming career.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to say it. Well, if I don't like it, well, that's too bad. So I'm going to start streaming on Twitch, I think the 29th or the 30th.
And honestly, I'm not really sure why she thought this was such like a groundbreaking announcement that someone on her team would be mad if she leaked it. Because she also admits here that she herself knows next to nothing about streaming and how it all works. It really seems like she just knows that you can make a lot of money doing it.
Which was the same problem that she had with the crypto scheme.
Okay, so what is Twitch?
It's like where you live stream. Like,
yeah,
you play games and you live stream.
People make so much money live streaming. It's
and you don't
crazy.
Do anything. You just play games and you set a camera up where people can watch you. Like,
what games are you going to play?
See, I'm trying to think about this. I know how to play Grand Theft Auto. And let's see, Sims, I like the Sims.
Okay.
See, I'm so uneducated, I don't know anything.
And how do you make money off of it?
Your guess is as good as mine. I guess how many people watch it, like...
Donations?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
see,
wow.
He knows. This guy's got it.
That's crazy. I've never liked a stranger enough to donate to him.
So essentially, it seems like any venture that Hawktua gets pitched, she once again does no due diligence to look into what it actually is. Which is obviously how she ruined her online reputation in the first place.
That's what I'm thinking.
Suckers get licked. So. Every day. Every day.
It beats
true.
Me.
It's true. I'm like, hey, if you want to pay me, pay me. There's your money.
I can't stop
mine.
You, man.
I mean, how someone can be handed a life of luxury on a silver platter and blow it this bad by being so painfully lazy is beyond my comprehension. I mean, she says during this interview that before the fame, she was making $400 a week working in a factory.
I quit my job. I was like, it's gonna shit on $400 and something dollars a week anyway, so,
yeah.
I mean, why not?
Keep in mind, this is someone who had to stay in high school till she was 20 years old because she could simply not pass her classes.
So I saw this video yesterday of the Hawk to a girl when she was in high school. It even says her name in the bottom of her dancing. I saw the date on the video was 2022, and I was like, no way she's the same age as me. And this isn't a video from like the past either, because it was using a sound that was like trending during that time. So this had me perplexed, because I was like, I thought she was way older, so I checked her age, I looked it up, and she's 22, bro. Like, she's a year and a half older than me. If you're born in July of 02, you should not be graduating in 2022. That's like class of 2020. So the Hawk to a girl is a super, super senior, bro.
I mean, when they said No Child Left Behind, they fucking meant it. And it's also painfully ironic that this is the podcast she chose to make an appearance on, because the parents of the host are some of the most notorious scammers in recent history. Some of you may have seen their TV shows, I think it's called, like, The Chrisleys, and a couple of years back, they were convicted of a variety of fraud and tax evasion schemes.
Federal judge in Atlanta sentenced Todd Chrisley to 12 years in prison yesterday, while his wife Julie got 7 years behind bars. The judge sentenced their accountant to 3 years in prison. The couple, known for their show Chrisley Knows Best, were found guilty earlier this year of defrauding banks and the IRS out of millions of dollars, all to fund a lavish lifestyle.
And it's really funny to me because at first this woman wants her to detail her life, her virality, and what it's really been like since she got famous.
After this happened, where did like your career go from there?
I don't know. At first, I just kind of ran with it. Like, I started doing appearances. We done that. Let's see.
What else did we do? We did a bunch of shit. Last year was packed. Like, I didn't even have a summer holiday last year. And then it just kept getting busier. And then we ended up starting a podcast. And that's where everything kind of like started straightened out a little bit.
Yeah, it was more structured. Oh, yeah.
And eventually she's like, well, that's great and all, but let's talk about the elephant in the room.
And so what happened, obviously, with the whole coin fiasco?
That was a hot ass mess. Let me just tell you. And I've learned that's something I hate that it happened, and I hate the people that got affected by it, but that's something I needed to like open my eyes a little bit. You gotta be so careful with what you put your name on. I'm too much of a dumbass to run anything like that, so but I've never heard anything good about that, Bitcoin or anything on the stock market. I don't know. I'm a girl. I don't know nothing about that shit.
Bitcoin is, like, huge.
Exactly, and I don't know anything about it.
And so Hawk still plays the card that she was willfully ignorant to the entire situation, something that I honestly find to be very realistic at this point. But also, it's kind of like her way of avoiding herself of any accountability, which is also wrong. And she has also never really been upfront about how much money she herself was paid, and also kept for the promotion of this scheme.
Like, I just sat here and told the whole truth about crypto. But you'll have people that'll still read articles about me and be like, she scammed all those people?
Makes you out to be the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say, this podcast was a rough listen in general.
My coochie pink, my booty hole brown.
But before we get into Hawk Tua being told the truth about her career right to her face, I have to tell you guys about today's video sponsor. So you already know that I've been rocking with the sponsor of today's video, Raycon, for years now. And the everyday earbuds are my go-to headphones, whether I am just doing stuff around the house, doing daily work at my computer, or even when I'm working out. One thing that I really love about these headphones is that I run with them and I bike with them all the time, and it's like they never can fall out of my ears like other headphones I've tried on the market. They do have like a 32-hour battery life with a recharge case, and with their active noise cancellation, I can stay in the zone whether I'm editing video or lifting weights. The sound quality is simply superb, and they now feature multi-point connectivity that allows you to pair with two devices at once. Personally, my style is the electric blue earbuds paired with the blue water protective case, but they of course have tons of options for all their products for you to flex your style. And best of all, Raycon is going absolutely crazy for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, with all of their products including the everyday earbuds going for up to 30% off. All you have to do is click the link down below in the description or go to buyraycon.com/Jamari to save on any audio product. I mean, with over 3 million happy customers, you cannot go wrong with Raycon. So go check them out today before this amazing deal comes to an end. The most interesting thing honestly has to be when she talks about her future plans, and she claims there's some sort of documentary on the way.
What's next for you?
So we've had talks about a documentary. We're working on that. We have a producer picked out, but we're still kind of getting into detail with that, and it's supposed to be a surprise, so I can't tell too much.
Now, I'm not really sure if she has Scorsese or Tarantino directing this thing, but even 5 months ago when she went on another podcast, she mentioned this documentary as well, and she's like really trying to keep it under wraps.
And when do you think the documentary's coming out?
So we have a producer for it right now, which we haven't announced like who it is yet, but that'll be something to come, I'm sure, here pretty soon.
And I really think that she just keeps saying this to suggest that she still has something going on with her online persona. I mean, don't get me wrong, I could see a documentary about the scam going straight to Tubi or some shit like that, but overall, no one really wants to hear an hour-long think piece on how Sandy Cheeks got famous from talking about blowing a guy.
Been on it!
You know, giving some fellatio. And this is something the other host actually keeps it real about in terms of what these people are actually going to want from her in order to agree to this documentary.
You're gonna have to sit down and talk about that evening, your life, what happened. They're going to want to talk about more than Shaq.
Yeah.
Maybe even you. So
that's scary.
And in general, this guy keeps it much more real with her than the other podcast host. Granted, they do both ask her about what she feels about the prospect of her 15 minutes of fame coming to an end and how she would react to that. And once again, he keeps it real with her about cashing out on her fame.
He's always believed in me. Both of them have. So they're like, you're not one of those things that's going to burn out after like a month.
Well, I mean, it's sort of like the guy sings Mambo Number 5 came in.
Lou Bega?
Lou Bega.
Yeah.
I said, Lou, like, you know, hey, man, you got some heat. And it's like, it's never going to end. And I was like, well, it may. We don't know that it's not going to. It might end. Might not. I don't know. But it seems like now is a good time to capitalize on that, you know? So that's all I'm saying. I look at you as sort of the Lou Bega of the South.
Lou Bega of the South.
I know it's been said many times. Many times.
So he's kind of telling her to her face that it would be a good idea to cash out now. Now, I don't know if she's smart enough to catch on to what he's trying to say to her here, but basically he's putting it nicely that her star is dwindling or completely burnt out. I mean, he even tells her that she may have to go back to her job of boxing up springs in a corner of a factory.
You have to have a job.
Yep.
And could be boxing up springs and sending those out.
And once again, Hawk really just shows that she knows nothing about the ventures she continues to find herself involved in. I mean, it's almost mind-numbing how out of the loop that she truly is.
You're taking care of the people around you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But keeping it real.
I do. I try to keep it real.
Mm-hmm. And the podcast. We making any money with that?
I don't really know.
Okay. Well, you should get a little more into your finances.
Yeah, I definitely should. I should keep up with it better.
So this interview was definitely more effective than the other one because he was so honest. But I also found it strange how he did take time to sprinkle in some not-so-discreet racial comments during the show. Like this really weird shit that he says when she talks about the time that she met Shaq and how he was like a really nice person.
What is it? He has a recliner? The Lazy Boy.
Lazy Boy.
Yes, he's everywhere. I can't go anywhere without seeing Shaq on everything.
He, or he sponsors everything.
He does, and he's all over TV, too. You can't should get away from him.
Should they have an African-American be the face of something that has boy in it and lazy?
Mm.
No count boy. Yeah. I mean, Lazy Boy is kind of a weird move for a black dude.
So yeah, this episode was kind of just all over the place. But hey, I guess she did take the guy's advice 5 months ago and did decide to cash out on the Gooners. And she has now paywalled pictures of herself for $40 a pop. And let me tell you guys, if you were paying $40 to see a single picture of some Hawk Tua action, you might be one of the most painfully down bad men on planet Earth. Still, like I said, this girl has many simps that come out in droves in her comment section.
There's no reason not to like her, what's not to love? She goes down on her guy, is genuinely funny, southern accent, and good looks. Hell yeah! Some people are just upset by the way she became famous. It's not her fault. She wasn't asking to get famous, but if you can get famous for nothing, why not? And on top of that, she's genuinely a cool chick.
She's just a country girl, folks. Precious and harmless.
Aw, bless her heart. She's doing the best she can with her limited brain cells.
And you know, after all these hours of digesting Hawkmania, I really think this is someone who was sadly not intelligent enough to handle the amount of power she suddenly wielded. And I really think whoever is in charge of her still trying to make her a thing through all these various avenues and ventures is seriously doing her a disservice. I mean, she even talks about in one of these interviews how they wanted her to do stand-up.
You know, because managers kind of pick a lane. They do stand-ups or they do actors or they
tried to get me into stand-up, but I'm a chicken. I don't like crowds.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, because they could book Hawk to a girl at the club.
See?
And I get that this agent probably wants to get paid, but some of these moments here are legitimately sad to watch.
You ever wish you weren't famous? Yeah, sometimes.
So yes, Hawk can be very arrogant, she can be very ignorant, but honestly, I think it's time to put her story to bed. I mean, we all know how much she loves her sleep.
But anywho, yeah. I'm gonna go to bed, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
But yes, y'all let me know what you guys think about the Hawk Tua update down below. Y'all also make sure that you check out Raycon's Black Friday and Cyber Monday sale down below. And as always, also want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman, and some of the fallen memes out here need to be covered. So I'm out. Peace!